every major news outlet, both print and electronic, was either owned by or controlled by a Bilderberger. So you have, in effect, the whole English language outlet of news controlled, and it just puts in what it wants and leaves out what it doesn't want. What it leaves out is far more important, I can tell you, than what it puts in. And unfortunately, the same group that controls the situation controls nearly all of the large industries and the big pharma and big everything. I wish it were not real, but the situation is that the people that have the most money, they're a very small group, have more power than the President of the United States.
And you said something about 62 families have more wealth than the combined population of the planet.
They own 50% of all the wealth. So what I think I said or hope to say is that 62 families have as much wealth as all the rest of the people in the world combined.
So how did we get there?
How did we get there? We got there by what I call one of the most evil banking and financial systems that one could possibly come up with. We've had it for a long time. So we have people creating money out of thin air and then lending it to us and wanting us to repay it with interest. And this has been going on for a long, long time.